You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Venture Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California dream.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And we know Jason Hendrick always comes in here hungry, but you're bringing food with you.
That's I know.
We
hopefully like. I'm squashing some hunger lately.
Yeah, yum. Boy, I'll tell you, those beets are good. So, Jason, tell us what's happening.
Well, today, the Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy's Unplugged, a new show.
Yay.
On Tuesday nights from 6 to 7, Buzz Radio. Check it out. It's a really cool format. You know, we're just sitting on a couch, chatting about food and, you know, liquor or beverage pairings, and it's a little more intimate and gives a lot of information. I check it out, again, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 on Buzz Radio.
Yeah, actually, you can go to the website and just, it's my Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, radio.com. And when we're on live, it'll just have our big thing right there. You hit it and you listen to it.
Yeah, the first two shows we did were a lot of fun and very informative. So
very good.
Today, I brought you some wonderful treats from Marche Gourmet Delicatessen in Ojai. One of them is the eggplant caponata. It's kind of like a bruschetta style, their take on bruschetta with eggplant and roasted red peppers. Mm-hmm. There's also a beet salad that's fantastic with shallots, walnuts, a little feta. One of the interesting things we'll get into in a minute is called a hedgehog. But owners Pat Cliche and Gay Martin used to own the Garden Terrace in Ojai. And after, you know, numerous years of being successful there, they decided they needed to kind of downsize, revamp, and they reopened with a new concept, again, focusing on more of a European-style deli right next to the theater in Ojai on Ojai Avenue. Address for that, just so everyone can find it, is 133 East Ojai Ave. Again, right like the first block as you start getting into the main drag, next to the theater, real close to the Libby Bowl. So they're really doing some quality products. They're making a lot of their salads and their paninis in-house. Really, you walk in and you feel at home. You feel kind of relaxed. It's got a neat little French bistro kind of take to it. White chair rails. There's awesome French bistro music going on. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to kind of sit down, just relax, and have a good sandwich or some great panini and salad.
And where was that again I was eating?
I noticed, I heard a little chomping in the background. But it's 133 East Ojai Ave. They have a website as well, marchegourmetdeli.com. They're on Facebook. Again, Pat Cliche is the head chef there. She's doing all her salads fresh each day. They're doing a quiche, oftentimes some kind of souffle. They have a panini special. So you go in there, it's fresh ingredients, done simply, done deliciously. Couple little tables in the lobby area.
I just posted on Facebook a picture of what we were eating. Mm-hmm. So if anybody wants to go to our Facebook page and look at the food that we're sampling, please do so.
It's getting smaller.
It is. It's diminishing quickly. I'm glad you guys like it. They're doing some unique items that I really enjoy. Again, the beet salad is one of my favorites. I went in the other day and I had what I consider the adult grilled cheese. It's called the Big Cheese Panini.
Oh, yum.
It's got mozzarella, fontina, cheddar. I added mortadella, so it's kind of that grown-up grilled bologna and cheese sandwich that you remember as a kid. You know,
I love bologna and cheese.
And it's fantastic.
On white bread?
I used to cook my bologna.
Oh, me
too.
No,
oh, really?
You know what? Yes. Oh, you put it on the flame right there and let it go and start to get, and you flip it over real quick and the fat starts to come out.
Oh, I love
out.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
That's delicious.
And with the mortadella they're using, it's a lot of flavor. They're slicing it nice and thin. I wouldn't recommend frying their mortadella. But you can, but you can get any of the meats that you're getting on your sandwiches, slice and take home. They have a nice cheese counter as well. You can get some really awesome gourmet cheeses to go. You know, they have a catering service, so anything you're seeing in the shop, if you're like, oh man, that was really delicious the other day, I want to serve some friends back home, you just call them up and get the catering taken care of. You can serve all your guests and wow them with the products that Pat and
you know, we're talking about bologna here for 1 second. Well,
here,
well,
comes,
we're
the, here comes the bologna.
I don't remember Jason mentioning bologna.
No, but I want to bring it back to bologna.
Okay, let's go.
When did bologna go out of fashion? I mean, bologna, you don't, if you're ordering stuff from a restaurant, you don't get any bologna.
I blame it on Italy. Because they brought all these cured, you know, meats and everything.
Well, bologna's cured in meat. I mean,
well, and
you know,
I,
it's
to your statement, I'd
that
say
stuff.
That's full of bologna, Tom. Because as I mentioned with the mortadella, it is a variation of bologna. It's not the American bologna, the thick cut you're used to. But like Cindy was saying in the last segment, you know, charcuterie is a big thing too. The dried and cured meats, the different styles of process, using as much of the animal as possible. We've got some of those adult versions of what we remembered as a kid. You know, that we're not doing just the salty cured ham. We're doing a Genoa salami. We're doing a prosciutto. We're doing some unique, you know, dried cuts that everyone loves to put on a sandwich. And Pat and Gay over at Marche have those things available to you. You can get a platter of those different sliced meats and cheeses and pairings.
Do they have bologna?
They have mortadella, which is a refined, all better Italian version of bologna.
Okay, you may want to make a suggestion.
What's another cool thing that they're offering, especially during the concert series, is a box lunch for $13.95. It includes a homestyle or classic sandwich, a side dish, a pickle, one of their homemade cookies, and a water. You go in there, you order your box lunch, you take it down to the concert with you. Our lunch is taken care of.
Great idea. That is perfect.
Yeah, I like those type of situations where you can just walk in. You're actually getting gourmet food in a box.
Exactly. And I saw some pictures of people who posted on their Facebook their box lunches. Looks amazing. Again, a nice thick ciabatta. They pressed it down with the panini maker. It's got some wonderful ingredients inside with the flavor and the juices that are coming out. You got to get in there and try the box lunch. One interesting fact that I was looking at, Marche is actually a historic region of France and a current region in Italy. But when you look at the letters, Marche is a combination of Pat and Gay's last names. Pat Cluche, so you get the C-H-E, and the Gay Martin. You put M-A-R-C-H-E, it's Marche. It's a nice collaboration. They're doing a great partnership over there. Again, Pat's working in the kitchen. Gay's really running the front of the house and servicing the guests. Every time I've gone in there, I felt welcome. You can relax. It's got the beautiful music just kind of lightly playing in the background. You sit at your table. You can actually lose yourself. You kind of feel like you're somewhere else. With a great meal in front of you, and you just kind of relax like you may be in a different country.
You know what would be interesting is to take one of their box lunches when you go wine tasting, because many places let you bring in your own food, and if you can sample some of the things that we've sampled here today, yum.
And a lot of times when you're dealing with a European meal, you know, you do have that partnership and you want a whole experience. They do have beer and wine on site as well. You can try right on, sample and enjoy right in the house. One of the unique things they're doing, some local products, they also have Lori's original Ojai Lavender Lemonade, which started out very locally. Lori and her daughters had done a lemonade stand for many years, and it was so popular they decided to start bottling, and they've done a large number of that. So they're trying to carry local, again, fresh, delicious ingredients done simply in a very classy environment.
I'm going to definitely go. This is awesome food.
Well, it is good food, but just let everybody know, fair warning, you do have to bring your own bologna.
And we didn't get in the, we didn't talk about the hedgehog too much. I know we're running out of time, but the hedgehog has got chocolate chips, it's got dates, coconut, some eggs, and sugar and binder. It's an interesting little, it's not really a cookie. It's technically a cookie, but it's not really a cookie.
And it's gluten-free.
It's gluten-free. It's delicious. Get in there and try a hedgehog. If you're on the run, just grab one of those and try it on the way down the sidewalk. Gay wanted to get some people in. We were talking a lot about the box lunch. She's going to give away a free box lunch to get in and try the sandwich and their salads.
All right, let's do that. Let's give away a box lunch.
Can we do that and then also give away wine tasting at Four Bricks? That would be a good little combination. Take your box lunch, go wine tasting.
Or is there someplace up there? No. I mean, yeah, let's just do that. Let's do a tasting at Four Bricks and a box lunch. So you go up to Ojai.
Grab your box lunch from Marche Gourmet.
Grab your box lunch.
Yeah.
And then come on down to Four Bricks in Ventura there. They're at 2209 Eastman Avenue, number 109. And you talk about Ventura's own winery, it's Four Bricks. I mean, they're right there. Whoa, boy, do they got good
beautiful
wine.
Lunch from Ojai. Great wine tasting in Ventura. It's a
That's
good partnership.
It.
What a great day.
Let's do that. Let's take caller number 10 on that one. 289-1520 for a box lunch out of, say the name again?
Marche Gourmet. Definitely.
Marche Gourmet. They're right there in Ojai. Check them out. I'm telling you, this beet salad. And what do you call this again?
That's the eggplant caponata.
Eggplant caponata.
Yep.
Okay, that is delicious. Very, very good. And then you've got your little...
I was going to say,
right there, the hedgehog.
I think when we come back from break, I would have already tried that.
I think that hedgehog's going to be gone here real quick. 289-1520, caller number 10 on that one.
We're going to go on a short break and hear from some sponsors. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.